Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection Sunday edition. Today's date is June 15th, 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me again for another installment of the French Connection. Today is going to be a rant, and hopefully we're going to make a call out to someone about the financial mess as well. My guest that I have on talking about these financial issues, Mohamed Rafik, if he's going to be available later in this rant. If not, this will only be me. But lots has been happening, and it's a deepening of this mess. And I think that the good news for everybody out there is a tide shift. There is a movement afoot, in both in Europe and in America, to blame somebody for these problems. You and I both know it's been hard to get any traction on the facts about criminal Zionism. And, of course, the panic is so deep within the crime group, the criminal gang, that now they're trying to resort to shutting down sites because they are speaking of hate. This is what they're claiming here in France now. They're going to try to be shutting my website down and others. And principally, the ones that point to Zionism, and of course that's what I've done for the last 3 years straight, is point out that criminal Zionist bankers are in charge of our monetary system, and they've infiltrated every major corporation and business in the world, and that this implosion essentially is another form of theft on their part. So, and again, you know, I've made this caveat many, many times. The elite group at the top has lied to the world. You know, they've lied America into wars in the last century. They've lied Europe into terrible pogroms and terrible slaughters and murders in the name of righteous movements and righteous things, but in fact it was always to further their aims and to get more control. And essentially, many groups have been lied to and duped. The American military, for example, the young men and women who put the uniform on have fought and died on lies, complete lies. The proof of that is clearly on my site in many of the books that I put out there, so you guys read them and you'll know for sure that the deaths were unnecessary. The people who went to war in World War One and Two died over a lie. Many of the Jews that have gone to Israel have been lied into the point of psychosis, where they believe that they are actually a different race of people than we are, that they're chosen above and beyond other humans, and that they are immune from having their actions examined by others. And the American media, owned by this same group, forbids open debate. We've had this guy in the German area here. He's actually starting to say, "Wait a minute, you're forcing me to be a liar in a formal setting, which means that you're forcing me to bear false witness, which in itself is an affront to human values and human morality." And so because of that affront, he has decided to sue the government and to sue the people involved, and rightly and justly so. But, you know, I've been in contact with a couple of people I knew in New York and some in Massachusetts from the Jewish community, and again, tried with a delicate approach to explain to them the community they're from has been committing crimes around the world based upon fraud and lies, and they don't, and these folks don't know it. They don't know it. They don't know about the lies. They just have bought the Theodore Herzl position that they're going to be, used. Well, they don't know that this, but Herzl said they were going to use anti-Semitism in the world as a means of strengthening their movement. That's a fact. This man knew that anti-Semitism would strengthen the resolve of the Jewish community to ignore the facts. That's what's happened. And then they vilify everybody around them who's examining their activities over the last couple of hundred years, and by virtue of this, they don't let the truth in. They don't allow themselves to even become part of the investigative community. David Cole did look past the crimes, and look what he found. Look what David Cole found. Take a look at his videos. In fact, I'm going to ask Krister when he gets this file to put a link to David Cole, so that you can look at his 7-part YouTube video that shows clearly the community he's from has been influencing history on behalf of a criminal organization. And, of course, right now we've got the Irish deciding that they don't want Europe. The French decided the same thing years ago. So what did the French government do under Zionist control? They took the right of the people's vote out of their hands and decided themselves to ratify a constitutional amendment that the European Constitution would become law in France without the approval of the people. Same thing happened in Holland. Are we looking for a future in Ireland where the vote goes into the hands of the assembly, and what are they going to do? They've got an assembly full of people bought and paid for. It's easy to control a few hundred people, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if it doesn't work with bribery, it might work with threats. If it doesn't work with threats, it might work with a picadillo or some sort of extortion or something. Then, of course, they flood the propaganda airwaves to try to get their case heard and through. You know, but the Europeans don't want this. They don't want to be forced to eat products that have been destroyed by hormones or by genetically modified foods or by no access to herbal medicines and vitamins, or the fact that they can't buy fresh milk that hasn't been pasteurized, or in the example of the French, you know, they're telling them they're not allowed to have natural fresh milk cheeses anymore. In France, we called it lait cru. And in fact, all of these things are coming out of Brussels, and the French public don't want them. They don't like it. They don't want it. And this Brussels group is almost an unknown quantity here in France. Most of the French don't even know who their representatives are in Brussels. They don't feel close to these people in any way, and they don't feel like they can influence them by their actions. So the French have decided, as the Dutch did, as the Irish did, and just recently did, that they don't want this super state bureaucracy controlling the choices they make in their lives. Why? Because all those choices benefit world Zionism and more control over us. That's a fact. And if I point this out, they're going to claim that I'm an anti-Semite and my website needs to be taken down. It's a lie. And you know, you guys can see through it. But the fact that they're worrying so much that I'm out here speaking about this is enough to have all of you see just how far we've come, just how much information we've put out. The fact that Alex Jones these days has to actually bring up world Zionism in his discussions. He would not touch that. That was the third rail for him, and the guy worked as an operative. I'm sure he's an operative. There's just no way that this guy could have been progressed as far as he has over 14 years of work and never come to the Zionist conclusion, which anybody who spends any time looking at these facts will come to. So, even he's having to talk about the Zionist influence. And, you know, of course, we know that Israel was up to their ears involved in 9/11, and they've been involved in so many other things. They've got hit squads, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States, killing people for speaking out. So, is it a big activity? Well, no, but it's very targeted. And the fact is, it's at the invitation of the American government. But we also see our Constitution being completely ignored. You know, the Supreme Court, for some unknown reason to me, because they're bought and paid for as well, has come out and said that, you know, this detainee situation in Guantanamo Bay is illegal, and that habeas corpus rights should be extended to prisoners of the United States in that jurisdiction, and the Bush administration said they're going to ignore it. Well, Nicolas Sarkozy just said he was going to ignore the Irish vote, which means that the law in Europe says that every country has to ratify the Constitution or the Constitution is voided. But then he just turned around and said, I'm going to ignore that law, along with the Germans, along with the Zionist criminal Merkel. Yeah, and then we're going to silence the opposition, shut everybody down by September so nobody can hear from the French Connection. So I have a request to make to you, and this is an important request. I want you to steal every single thing from my site you can think of, every single file. Change the URL address on it. Don't put I am the witness on any of the files. Put it up on a blog. Pay for the price of a blog. Put up two of them, three of them. And take the information and do a mirror site. Download the site, throw it up on another site, changing the URLs. It's a little bit of work. They might take some technical knowledge. I'm going to try to get my webmaster out there to provide maybe a blank slate of information from the website that you can just download maybe, and put onto a new blog site that you can start. It's calling it anything you want, The Truth, or you can call it Joe's Garage Shop, or whatever. If we can get a couple of thousand mirrored sites, when they take down the French Connection, it won't matter. The information will still be available. In fact, this might be the right way to go forward with extending these information worldwide. And, you know, the cost of a blog or the cost of a website at an ISP in Sweden or in Russia or in England or wherever you are listening to this broadcast, they're not that expensive, ladies and gentlemen. So, and they can't shut us down if every time they shut one down, we open two. But I need you to open them. Look, my information is not proprietary. This information is meant to be shared. This is not about me making money. I don't make money at this. This is about information going out so we can change the world, and I need your help. You know, I get up and do these things because I do have a sense that at some point there is a cascading effect of truth that's going to take place. And I told you before, as people become more and more subjugated and pushed under by these pressures of money and food pricing and can't travel and car insurance raises and loss of homes and all this other stuff, they are going to be seeking information as best they can from places that that we want to be, places that you and I want to be telling them the story. You know, I shared when my brother was on another radio show the other day that I had been visited by some agents in Paris while I was visiting there. And I was told that they are very aware of my actions and my activities and that they wanted them to stop. And then they alluded to the fact that they were going to poison me. And they didn't allude to it. They said that that would be what they would do. Imagine. They were laughing at about it like it was some sort of joke, and I remember thinking to myself, I know these people aren't joking, and it was mind blowing. It was one of those moments where you almost don't feel like I wasn't even present during the conversation. It was so weird. It was so bizarre. I should have just started wailing on them right there in the cafe I was sitting in, but I didn't. You know, silencing me should not do anything more than make this even a bigger movement. I mean, you know, if something did happen to me, I would hope that would be proof positive for the world that the things I've been talking about are real. In fact, you know they are if you've looked into it. Many of the French Connection followers out there, ladies and gentlemen, are regulars. However, truth be told, more and more people are coming to the facts. Excuse me. And, yeah, we're getting traction here. That's pretty evident at this point. And they want to find a way to stop this stuff from getting out. So if you take it upon yourselves to open a website or a blog or .tv, .com, .info, .biz, .whatever in a market outside the United States, if you're in Canada, if you're in Australia, it doesn't matter where you should, you know, you are, put it on that information and then just keep it there as a bank of info without my URL. I am the witness on it. It's going to take time to go out and rename the files, and there's 3 gigabytes of information on my website, ladies and gentlemen. How much work do you want me to do when a lot of you guys don't do a whole heck of a lot for the movement? You know, maybe this is an opportunity from your home to do this clandestinely if you wish, and you don't need to get me involved in any way. I don't have to know who's doing it and why or whatever. I just want you to do it. It's simple. Excuse me, I'm going to have my tea at the moment here. And, you know, there are others out there who know these facts and what's happening with this new information as they find it. They're demanding people like Jones and others like him. They're demanding he addressed this. So now he puts caveats in his research. Oh, well, la, 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 la. And, you know, the Israelis were there, too. No. The Israelis were principals behind this. Neocon means Zionist criminal Jew. Don't make any mistakes about this. You know, the Rahm Emanuels of the world, the Chertoffs of the world, these people, you know, the Mulmans and the Scooter Libbys and the Douglas Faiths, these are the Wormsers, the Kagan family, these are all Zionist criminal Jews. They know what's going on. They've been pushing the agenda forward. They're aware of what the agenda is from back in 1897 when Herzl and his first Bal Switzerland conference put together these moves at the behest of Oppenheimer and Rothschild and Honig and Schiff, Loeb, and Rockefeller and the rest of these Zionist Jewish criminals. They knew. You know, and then now lately there's been some discussion of whether Hitler knew or was really fighting the Jews or was fighting them. People want to say that Adolf Hitler was actually heroically trying to take the world back from Judaism and this and that. I don't want to get involved in fighting over what Hitler's intentions were. I don't. But it seems to me that he allowed companies owned by Zionist Jews like IB Farben to be working full-time 24/7 without any problem or infiltration. So why would he allow Jewish manufacturing during his war machine's most needy period to go unscathed? Who knows? Why would he allow the one of the richest families on earth to live in Hamburg all the way through 1944, which were the Warburgs? Why would he have a lot of the highest level managers and organizers of Nazism to turn out to be Jewish? Why would he allow, when he had dead to rights, the entire British army sitting in Dunkirk, why did he allow them to escape when his general said, we've got these people cornered, we have them? Why would he so clearly ignore his generals and start this Barbarossa plan, knowing full well he was going to destroy his own Germany, his own homeland? So there's so many questions out there. It just seems to me that to get into the debate whether he worked for them or what didn't, or whether he was a actually part Jewish because of his Aloysius Hitler's relationship to a maid who worked in a Rothschild home back in Austria and so forth. You know, these are all parts of a story that the French Connection has heard about. Can't prove some of it I can, but it's immaterial. The fact is, world Zionism and criminal Jews at the top of government and business in the world are working their crimes almost unabated throughout the last century, and we are for the first time in our history, in our world history, creating a resistance worldwide to the crimes of these people. And for their part, they don't know what to do about it. And the greed of their own group, the problems we're forcing within their own group, you know, there are factions within this these organizations. You know, maybe at the top they like to speak with a single voice when they talk to each other. But once you get into the mid-range, a greedy Zionist in Boston is not going to want to give up his pot of gold to any greedy Zionist in Paris. And so micromanaging these crooks and criminals on a level internationally is clearly not seamless. There's just no way they can keep this stuff running smoothly. And in fact, their system is not running smoothly right now. They are under all kinds of pressure. You know, politically it seems like they're on the same page, but underneath the surface there's problems. You can smell it. You can see it. I know it. And you know, then of course you've got your crooks in that septic slice of land called Israel. They're murderers and rapists and drug peddlers and vomitous humans in almost every instance in that nation. Why? Because they have been so sickened by repeated brainwashings of Zionism and all of its attributes that they can no longer claim a sane human position on anything. They're not capable of that kind of thinking. And the system they set up for finances is failing as well, and a lot of them are taking big financial hits, which creates anger and enmity toward other members of their group. And so there's skirmishes breaking out, there's fights starting, there's problems in the pipeline here that we're going to talk to Muhammad about in a couple of minutes here. But, you know, we here at the French Connection are not, we've never ever been about sensationalism, although some of the sicknesses we've exposed on this program have been pretty darn sensational. I mean, to find out the drug trade is also a Jewish enterprise that controlled by criminal Zionists for generations, goes all the way back to the you know, to the East India Company and to the Boer Wars and to back into the Boer Wars. I meant to the Opium Wars of China. Same group was involved. Same criminals. And then when you wonder about, you know, the royals of Britain, all of these major royal families appear to have a Jewish heritage in all of their control. And that's why Britain seems to be a principal in all this, because the Zionist Jews have infiltrated Great Britain's hierarchy as they have in the United States. Simple as that. I mean, you know, if you do the research here in France, all of your leadership in this country is Jewish. They're 1% of the population, ladies and gentlemen. 8 out of 10 of the people in Sarkozy's inner circle and supporters are all criminal Jews. That's it, Zionists. You do the math. These are not statements that I could go to court for. They're not anti-Semitic. They're facts. I would love an opportunity to have this hit the press and let me show the facts and let me do what the man in Germany did and sue these people here for making me bear false witness. And then all I'd have to do is prove that the things I said were not fraudulent. And then where would they be? You know, they've tried to use this defense that the truth is not a defense. They've actually done that. In the case of Zundel, they've done that. And so, you know, what you need to do right now is you need to step it up with me. We need to do a lot more here. Of course, I financially have been weakened each month that passes. There's less money in my home than the month before. There's less things coming in. You know, my wife has a part-time job, and I have nothing to speak of here. Fortunately for myself, I have made an effort over the last several years not to have large bills to pay every month, but there's still more bills than there is money in my life. So I'm out digging in the yard here, trying to put in radishes and foods, and I'm trying to affect relationships with people who we can trade what we've grown with others, and situations that are going to help feed me, including going fishing here with you buy a license once a year, and you can take a certain number of fish out of the rivers, and there's rivers around here stocked full of fish, so we can you can get 6 or 8 fish in a few hours fishing where I live. So that feeds the family, guys. And there's hunters around here that have game that they share. Great pieces of wonderful game that have come out of a pristine forest that are around here. So there's ways of saving money and eating well and staying healthy and avoiding adding more bills to my family. We don't make trips to anywhere without first mapping out why we're going and what else we can do at the same time. And in fact, our fuel, while it has gone up by 30-40% in recent months, has only gone up about 10% in price value because we're driving less. We're going less places. So, you know, this approach to life has been working. I've even cut down on my cigars a lot. I only smoke a couple a day now. I used to smoke 3 or 4. Now I smoke a good moderate sized Cuban cigar here that I can get for pretty reasonably priced. Cut back on it. Yeah, I've always liked a good stinky cigar. That's something that I probably should look at getting rid of. But you know what? At my age, I like them, and it's hey, shouldn't apologize for liking cigars. You know, that's another thing out here where they micromanage everything they want you to do. They have to tell me how to live my life. Well, you know, I thought it was my life to live. Not in the new world, huh? Trying to make it like that they have a right to tell them, dictate to me how I live every element in my daily existence, which is madness. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stop this file. It's approximately 26 minutes, 25 minutes here. And then I'm going to try to raise Muhammad for a bit of a report on the financial mess that we're still getting worse here. And we've got banks failing, and we've got bailouts that are being attempted, and we've got pumping up of finances that are just massively fraudulent and on the face of them. But we'll talk to Muhammad about them, I hope, in the second half of this file. So stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. This is Dar Bradford Smith saying just hold on for a moment.